Fidel, first of all, the batting. Some fight shown by Hampshire at last in the second innings there.
Yeah, I guess Vince, he's gotten stuck in, and Amla, he's been doing a terrific job for us so far. And hopefully, you know, we can continue and build on this total tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, from afar, it looks as though James Vince has very much got his eye on that England selection, which is coming out on Tuesday. Has he said much in the dressing room about that?
I don't think he's studying about the England selection. You know, it's Hampshire first, and we've got to see past this game, and hopefully we can come up, you know, on the better side of this game. So I guess that's mostly what's on his mind right now.
How's the wicket playing now? How does it look now?
Right now, it played terrific. You know, we thought it would have been, well, mostly a bit more in it for the bowlers, but, you know, as the sun came out, you know, it was a lot more in it for the batters, you know. But hopefully, if we can, we got to bat, we didn't bat that well in the first innings, and Somerset came out, you know, a day first innings, and they batted brilliantly. So hopefully, once we get past this, we can get through this game, you know, we can be good for the 50 over tournament.
Back tomorrow, but it's got to be more of the same, isn't it, that what you've shown this afternoon?
Yeah, tomorrow is going to be a hard battle again. We've got to, you know, get past this total, build some more partnerships, and, you know, anything can happen in the last 2 hours. If we can get a decent total on the board, anything can happen.
You might have to bowl a bit more then, if that's the case, if you put them back, if you get another bowl.
Yeah, I've been bowling some overs, and if we can put them back in the second innings, you never know, anything can happen. Cricket is a funny game.
You got through 30 overs in that first innings. I'm sure you don't need me to remind you. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty tired, you know, but the body been keeping up pretty good. I've been doing a lot of work since I came up. Went back to the Caribbean last year. I've been doing a lot of work, and it's paying off right now.
Yeah, you bowled almost 150 overs in the Championship, which is more than any other Hampshire bowler. Did you know that?
I really got to tell the coaches and tell them the rest now.
I mean, obviously, the last couple of years, I know you don't need reminding, Fira, but you've had your injury problems as well. You know, things are different now, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately for me, I had a broken ankle. Nothing really to do with the cricket, but that happened. And last when I came back, I've been struggling with my hamstring. So I really wanted to be fit for the beginning of this season. And I did a lot of work back home. And you know, I came over here and been doing a lot more work over here. Now I've been getting the overs, and hopefully I could continue.
Yeah. Is this the coaches saying this is payback for the last 2 years, all these overs?
It seems so. You know, but it's all for Hampshire, and, you know, we want to do well, and they want to see the team do well. I don't know how long I have more with Hampshire, but, you know, as long as I'm here, I want to keep putting in the work.
I mean, obviously, you were one of three seam bowlers having to share a lot more work because of Kyle Abbott and him being off the field. I mean, that must have been tough as well.
Yeah, it was tough. I guess this one is payback for last year, you know. I left him stranded in one or two games last year, so probably he's paying me back for this. But, you know, hopefully he can be back sooner than later, and hopefully we can be back, you know, with our full attack.
Was that a relief when he bowled those 10 overs last night? It meant you didn't have to bowl as much then.
Yeah, he came out, you know, and he bowled 10 overs on the trot, and that was good. But, you know, I really didn't want him out there, you know, I just want him back for the next couple of games.
So you've taken 20-odd Championship wickets so far. I mean, how do you feel? I know you say you're strong and you look strong, but generally in your bowling, how do you feel?
I still think I can get better, you know. There's a lot of areas I still got to improve on. I've been going for a couple of runs, but it all happens. But, you know, I just want to be more consistent and take more wickets.